Hello, my name is Alicia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research for a public opinion survey about Florida. I'm not selling anything, and I want to ask you for a donation. May I speak with Monica Greer?
Yeah, this is she.
All right. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
I am.
What are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices?
100%.
Do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Democrat.
What year were you born?
1965.
Are you or anyone in your household of a Hispanic or Latino descent?
Some people in the household. One person in the household.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black? Hispanic,
white.
Or, you know?
Just white.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Kind of somewhere in between the two.
If you have to pick one?
I'd say a little off track if I had to pick one.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Ooh, so you're trying to make me work hard. Go ahead.
Joe Biden.
Well, I can't say like I won't go unfavorable, but I'll say that he did the right thing.
Okay.
But
so
it should have been done earlier. Although I was going to vote for him because I am a Democrat and I'm not for Trump. So I would have voted for him, but I think that they should have allowed an open kind of an open election to select other candidates for the Democratic nominee.
So would you say somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable. I guess you can put somewhat favorable.
Right.
I would vote for him over the alternative.
Okay, thank you. Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
I haven't done my research yet. I've got my vote by mail ballot, and I'm going to research the candidate. But I really don't know much about him at this point.
Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable, but not for president.
Okay. Chad Klitzman.
Don't know.
Okay. Barbara Sheriff.
Nope. Those are all the candidates that I've got to research. Don't really have an opinion on them at this point.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. If the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sheriff, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote?
Don't know. I've got to do my research.
No problem. Thank you.
I would just be throwing something out there.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Barbara Sheriff, Ronnie W. Jacobs Jr., or Chad Klitzman?
Nope. I don't know at this point. They all three names, nothing means anything to me at this point.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs and wages, home and property insurance, health care, climate change and environment, voting rights, LGBTQ rights, education, protecting reproductive rights, or other.
They're all important, but I think climate change is one of my top priorities.
Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You got muffled.
Okay, sorry. Finally, I would like to ask
you. I can't hear you at all. Hang on. Hang on, let me turn it up.
There
we go. Some reason you went muffled on me.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Would you say somewhat or very?
I don't know. Maybe very.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Monica.
Alrighty, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night, ma'am.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.